time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Aaron Bott. He is with the Division of Wildlife Resources. We're going to talk about sheds and turkeys and fishing and deer. I mean, it's finally starting to pick up for you. Aaron, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me this morning, Dave.
Anytime. You were saying that this week it's kind of starting to get a little bit crazy now.
Yeah, I think people are starting to get out and about. We've obviously lifted some of our regulations for the public across the state, and colleges are now finishing up, and people are starting to at least experience the outdoors locally.
There we go. So one of the first things that we wanted to touch on was you just had your meeting and you decided on the decrease in the deer permits. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, so last week we had our wildlife board meeting, and in our southeastern part of the state, the permits kind of fluctuated here and there depending on which unit we were looking at. In some areas, we have decided to not have as many permits, and that has to do with climatic reasons. We've had some hard droughts and some hard winters the last couple of years, and it takes a little while for some of those deer populations to rebound. Here on the Manti LaSalle's, actually, we pretty much kept the permits the same, and the reason why we did that is because that unit is an opportunity hunt, so we're not managing it for trophies. We're really just giving the public an opportunity to get out and hunt. And as we all know, it's the females that are the reproducers, and so by harvesting some bucks, that population will still be able to continue to grow.
And so, as you were saying, the numbers for our area right here kind of didn't change too much.
Not too much. And again, it's tough to generalize about permits across the whole state because the northern part of Utah is very different from the southern part. They have hard winters that can result in fawn mortalities up there in the northern part of the state, whereas down here we tend to have harder summers and droughts that affect the survivability of the fawns throughout the rest of the year. So we're managing each area and each unit kind of respectively, but down here along the Manti LaSalle, things didn't change too much.
Well, that's good news for the people that like to get out in this area and hunt then. Most definitely. Okay, so let's talk about shed hunting, because it seems that right now people start to kind of ramp up to go.
Yeah, absolutely. Shed hunting is an excellent sport. It's a fun pastime. If you're unfamiliar with what the term is, to go out and shed hunt means you're going out and looking for antlers that have dropped off of bucks or bulls from the previous or this last spring, I guess. So a lot of our elk have dropped their antlers middle of March, end of March, and the deer were dropping their antlers a month or so before that. So right now, as a lot of access is being opened up, particularly in the Forest Service units, people are getting out and about, and they're treasure hunting. They're looking for those antlers that have been cast off and are hiding out in the trees.
Now, in the past, you guys had like an online course as far as shed hunting. Are you doing that again this year?
So we did have an online course, but we primarily use that course and the certificate for anyone who's going to be shed hunting from the middle of March through the middle of April. So right now that course is not required because here we are approaching the middle of May. So the public can get out, and as long as you're not trespassing, and that's something that's important, make sure you're not going onto anyone's private property without any written consent, you can get out and maybe get lucky and find some antlers.
And you don't need a permit or anything like that. You just need to, you know, make sure that you're not trespassing.
That's right.
Okay. Let's talk about turkey, the spring turkey hunts right now.
Yeah, so the spring turkey hunts are underway and people are getting out and about. I know that there was some concern about travel restrictions Those travel restrictions are all county dependent, but it looks like most of our southeastern part of Utah is allowing hunters to get out and have a good hunt, hopefully, this spring.
Okay, so there's that going on, and let's finish up everything with the one that people want to know about. Let's talk about a fishing report right now. How are things out there? What have you heard?
Oh, boy, fishing is really picking up, particularly around Schofield. I was just talking to my neighbor, actually, the other day, and he spent last week up there fishing off of the shore and had a lot of success. The waters up at Joe's and up around Huntington Canyon, Mammoth, they're all opening up, so there's a lot of accessibility. Some of those high backcountry lakes are still probably inaccessible, at least until the Forest Service starts opening up some gates. But if you're looking for a good recreational pastime, get out and about and go fishing.
And as looking at the map, it looks like there's parts of like Strawberry that are still closed to people from outside the area. Is that still the case?
I believe it is. So Strawberry Reservoir is not in the southeastern region, and so I'm not as familiar with some of their restrictions. That's all county dependent again. So if you have any questions or concerns about traveling to other areas of the state and you're not sure if you can go fishing where you're planning to go fishing, feel free to call the county's health department, and they're the ones that are letting us know if we can travel and utilize those bodies of water or not.
All right. Aaron Bott with the Department of Wildlife Resources, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We appreciate it.
Hey, thank you very much.
Now, for more information on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, go to castlecountryradio.com.